KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Hi, I'm Judy Redlich. Today we're going to talk about a conference coming up called the Wonderfully Made Special Needs Conference. This is a national conference. It's going to be virtual. Don't worry, you don't have to go anywhere to attend it except jump on your computer. And with me to talk about it is Doc Hunsley, who is the founder of this conference and the executive director of SOAR Special Needs Ministry. Doc, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you so much. My honor to be here.
Tell us about the conference coming up.
Yes, so we are super excited about the Wonderfully Made Conference. It'll be October the 19th through the 23rd. As you said, it's going to be all virtual. We have two tracks for it, one track for families with disabilities, and then another track for ministries and organizations that work with individuals with disabilities. The theme for the conference is strength for today, hope for tomorrow. And that's our hope, that everyone who attends the conference, they're going to realize that through this conference, through the workshops, the keynotes, the talks that they will hear, they will receive the hope that they need for today and see that they have hope for tomorrow.
And that message is so crucial in this challenging time, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Share about some of the speakers and workshops that you're having for each track.
Yes. So we have just an amazing round of keynote speakers. Our keynotes are Emily Colson with Emily Colson Ministries, Dr. Steve Gersovich from Key Ministry, Travis Davis, who is a self-advocate and has the Off the Crutch podcast. And then another one that's just going to be a lot of fun is Rex and Jennifer Hudler. Rex is the color commentator for the Kansas City Royals, and they've got an adult son with Down syndrome, and they run the foundation called Team Up for Down Syndrome, and then myself, and we'll be doing the keynote. But then we've got all kinds of other talks that'll be going on throughout the week, anywhere from how to mentor teens with high-functioning autism to just learning how to start a disability ministry or how to train volunteers to be in a ministry. What does it mean to be in an inclusive church? Another one is going to be the basics of homeschooling special education, which is going to be so vital, especially, you know, with our times right now with COVID and so many of our families not feeling like they can go back to school and having to look at homeschooling. Many, many more. But we're also able to offer a VIP pass. And that VIP pass, which is just an extra $25, gives you full access to every talk we have for a full year. So if for some reason you might miss a talk, no worries. You can go back and see it whenever you'd like for the next 12 months.
And that's the Wonderfully
Made. It's going to be a great opportunity.
Special Needs Conference, a great opportunity. You know, I'm really honored to again be able to do workshops. I'm going to be doing a workshop on culture in the church, engaging culture changers. For those people with disabilities to feel welcome in your church. And that's been a challenge that I've seen all of my life as a blind person, but also people that I've talked with about feeling welcomed at their church.
I'll also be doing a little topic talk, Living Blind in an Eye-Centered World.
I think that every church in the nation should have a representative to come because of the unique topics that it's covering, and the conference itself is so unique, and it's virtual, so it's not too hard to attend, right, Doc?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're bringing it to your house, we're bringing it to your office, and just making it super easy for you. We've got group tickets, we've got couple tickets for families, and we're trying to make it as affordable as possible for you to attend. But, you know, we're going to have some amazing talks and really want to make it as affordable as possible to get everyone there. Every church needs to stand up and be obedient to God's word and welcome families with disabilities into the church. And this conference, we will teach you that you can do it. You don't have to even have a full ministry, but just being able to accept and welcome those that you have, that we can help you through that whole process.
So that's October the 19th through?
October the 19th through the 23rd.
And how can people register?
So you go to our website for the conference, which is wonderfullymadekc.com. WonderfullyMadeKC, just the initials K and C, .com.
WonderfullyMadeKC.com. Look it up today and sign up. Tell other people in your congregation about it. At this time of the challenge with COVID, we need something that will help stimulate our brains to creativity, to think, how can we reach such a large people group? Families affected by disability, you know, it's about 15% in our nation, isn't it, Doc?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Let me ask you this. How did you get such a passion to start this conference and start training all across the nation?
Yeah, so first off, obviously Doc's not my real name. It's a nickname, but my background is I'm a pediatrician, actually a pediatric ER doc, who got sick from taking care of my patients and almost died and was forced out on long-term disability. Shortly after that, my second son was born, Mark, who later was diagnosed with Dravet syndrome, which is a very rare genetic seizure disorder, and then autism. And so my wife's also a pediatrician. We went from being physicians who took care of a lot of kids with special needs to all of a sudden being a parent of a child with special needs. And first time in our life, we got it and understood just how difficult it is to be a parent and all the challenges, but the joys that go along with that as well. And then it'll be almost 10 years ago now, coming up in November, that Mark was cured of his Dravet syndrome and autism when he was born into heaven at the age of 5 1/2. So we were blessed with him for 5 1/2 years, learned all the highs and lows of being a parent, but then walked through the grief of losing a child. And it was through that whole process that, you know, we realized just how difficult it is to be a parent. Also, the challenges of being able to find a church and attend a church. And then, you know, 9 years ago, now we were able to launch SOAR, Special Needs, initially as a ministry in a church with 3 individuals, grew it to over 900 individuals, and now we're an independent nonprofit organization serving families and churches. But, you know, the green in our logo is for my son, Mark. That was his favorite color. And we're passionate now about assisting families. This is our 3rd year for the conference. We're hoping to have between 500 and 1,000 attendees from literally all over the world attending it because we'll be virtual this year. So I encourage you, don't miss out on it. I've assisted over 320 churches throughout the United States, Canada, Brazil, and Jericho in creating ministries or taking what they have and improving it. And this conference can be the start of that for you. And so we want to encourage you, or if you're a family or a parent, please come. We'll fill your toolbox. We'll help you see what you need to do as you prepare for your child to become an adult or just everyday life. We've got everything you need in this conference, and you can't miss it.
Skills about respite, how to start a respite ministry for families affected by disability. Respite is something that's such desperately needed, isn't it, Doc?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the families with disabilities, the divorce rate's estimated to be between 80 and 90%. And the big reason is you can't get the neighbor girl to babysit for you. And now that we're in a time of COVID where these families are literally locked in their homes and can't get out, they're desperately needing help and desperately want to have respite. So by learning how to be able to offer respite and just share with these families, one, you can save marriages. But two, you can grow these churches, grow your church, and just bless these families beyond measure. And you will be blessed. You'll see new families come to your church. You'll see new volunteers come to your church, and you'll see your church grow and thrive. And that's what my heart is that every church can receive the blessings that God wants to bestow on you.
And it's how Jesus wants us to be. He wants to be always growing and serving others, and he wants the culture of your church to be disability friendly.
Absolutely. If you look at Jesus when he walked here on earth, 75% of his miracles were done on those with disabilities. He cured the blind. He healed the lame. If we really want to be more like Jesus, we will be around those with disabilities. Jesus really was the first special needs pastor. And he demands the church in Luke 14 to welcome the individuals with special needs in the church and have that. And so the church must step up and have a disability ministry. And we can't just say we don't know how to do it. We can't say another church does it. God demands us to do it, and we need to step up and do it, and we're here to help you. And this conference can be the first step to help you realize you can do it. No matter how big or small your church is, this can be the first step.
So that's October 19th through the 23rd. It's a virtual conference. Let me give you the website, wonderfullymadekc.com. That's wonderfullymadekc.com. Doc Hunsley has been my guest. So, Doc, briefly, you have 30 seconds to share why people should be a part of this conference and how they can do it.
You want to make sure you come. We will fill your tank. We will help you learn. We will also have interactive sessions where you'll be able to meet with speakers, meet with other families, meet with other ministries throughout the country to see how to do things, to learn. It's going to be just as if you're meeting in person, but it's all going to be interactive on things. And so don't miss out. Come soar with us. Wonderfully Made 2020. Come soar with us.
I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Doc, thanks so much for joining me today. And I hope that you'll take a look at the website and sign up for the conference.
To reach me, email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.